Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Tuesday at this time, we get to check in with Demetrius Ivory. Demetrius is a chief meteorologist at WGN-TV, and I think for the first time tomorrow, I get to meet you face-to-face.
It's about time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been in that weather studio before. You weren't there the day that I was visiting Leland, who happened to be in town that day, but I'm there for the town hall tomorrow night with the mayor, and I thought, I get to see Demetrius Ivory in person. I'm going to ask for a picture.
Oh, let's do it. Yeah, we were... Me and Bill Snyder were talking about whether you'd be here. Hey, can you answer a question for me? And now all you guys answer. There was an argument on our set. Okay, so if you and I, if you and I take a picture, or like you take a picture of me.
Yeah.
And I post, weather's going to be wild this week, and just post that picture. That's a selfie, right? I'm asking it as a leading question.
Explain it again.
Okay, if I didn't take it, but I post it, and it's of myself. Everyone in the station, everyone in the studio argue with me that that's not a selfie. And I said, it's still a selfie if you didn't take it, if you post it.
Demetrius, if everyone said that you were wrong?
Yeah, well, all that means is I need to find the right room. That's all. Yeah, let's be honest.
Keep trying.
Yes.
You know,
this is the last one I'm going to ask because, I think, we've seen, where meteorologists, they're covering hurricanes or something. And they're like, hurricane, blah, 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 is ravaging South Florida. And then they show a picture of themselves holding the mic. And I'm like, that's a selfie. Even though someone else took it, that's still a selfie.
No, it's not.
Oh, wow. Nope. All right. I the world is insane. I'll believe it. No, everyone's wrong.
The selfie part means I took it myself. It's a selfie.
And Micah Matera was like, oh, that's a portrait. And I said, to these kids, portrait is a mode on a phone. They don't know anything about portrait picture.
And you know so much about selfies.
You know what's funny? If she's going to be on the show toward the end of the show, I'm going to go, Micah, what's a selfie?
Oh, you're going to wind her up. Good luck. Good luck. You're going to wind her up. I thought I'd find a room that would be, a little bit more,
welcoming.
Understanding here, I thought it was amongst friends who just kind of, you understand, I need someone to actually agree with me on this, but I guess not. I guess it's...
I'm telling you what, they all work against you because Bill Snyder was sending me an email the other day going, yes! I won the bet.
Yes.
And our next bet is for 90 degrees.
Two 90-degree days during the month of May. And he's got no chance until the middle of May. So
I'm going to tell you it's going to be 91 this month.
I think so. Interesting weather pattern. We were talking about, it's called the Omega Block, but it's like become the practical joke of all of Twitter and things like that. How it's shaped this and what people two low pressure systems and everyone's having a ball on the good old web with this one.
Well, what does that mean for us?
Well, it's good for us because we're more under the block side and not the closed low. The closed low is southeast of us. They're seeing constant rain. Ohio, Pennsylvania, parts of Indiana, Kentucky, even Michigan. Constant rain here. Temperatures in the 50s for days in a row out to our west, to the southwest, much more of the same where that other low pressure system is. But we're more under the block, barely by just a few hundred miles. But we can expect for this weather to continue. There will be fluctuations in temperatures just because of the wind direction. We'll get into the 60s next couple of days, but back into the 70s for Mother's Day. And there's no rain in sight this entire week right now.
But are you saying the picture of the system looks silly?
No, it looks like a selfie.
It'd be a selfie, but I wouldn't be able to take it. Just put it that way. It's a funny weather pattern this week. I don't know how you would search it, but I don't think that it would be very hard. It's just a joke that that just kind of spread like wildfire around the country.
And Lisa and I don't know the joke, and you're not really helping us much.
You'll find. When the commercial break, Google it.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. All right. Demetrius Ivory is with us, chief meteorologist at WGN-TV. I did look it up. I know a lot more now about an omega block.
Awesome weather pattern.
Yeah. And they said it influences much of the USA's weather, and it's known as an omega block because of its resemblance to the Greek letter omega. But they said basically what weather you're seeing is what you're going to be stuck with for a little bit.
Yes. If you look at, and I've been trying to show it, I've been showing it up pretty, I showed it extensively yesterday, I'll show it again today. You know, weather patterns take usually 4 days from California to New York to go, you know, west to east. But when there is a block that's in place, nothing moves. So if it's interesting, if you look at the weather pattern, you'll see two low pressure systems spinning, one just southeast of us, another one in the southwest, which includes Arizona and those areas. You'll see those two spinning and everything else is blocked. There's nothing going across, from California to New York, nothing. And it's really, really a cool, very cool feature. One of my favorite, the closed low pressure system is one of my favorite weather patterns just because it's just, I don't know. I'm just really into it. It's very, it reaches the levels of the atmosphere that a lot of low pressure systems don't reach. And it performs how it wants. It doesn't follow the general flow of the atmosphere. It can go back. Yesterday, it was moving to the west. Huh. So yeah, we have an omega block, which is in place. This time of the year, you want that because it brings you, in this case, depending upon where you are in that block, 70s, sunshine for a while, very nice weather for a week or so. So that's what we're experiencing now. And it's went viral also.
Yeah. Well, because Mother's Day is coming up. And if there's anything we like to do, you know, is just kind of hang out with our family. Tell me about your mama.
Well, my mother, let's see. She, love her to death. She had me when she was young, just like 20. So growing up, I was in, you know, in the 80s, you know, how we were the original latchkey kid, generation. She had to work till, you know, 9 p.m. So I was her son. We had a nice relationship, but at the same time, you know, I'm like, my mom doesn't understand me at all, you know? And now I realize my mom understands me 100%. Every time I tell her something, she's like, oh, yeah, I thought you'd do that. I'm like, very easygoing, very cool, very supportive. Mother's Day is so important to me. As a matter of fact, today I just messaged her, is this tacky? I just said, what do you want? Don't let me buy something that you hate again. Just tell me what you've been looking for on your Amazon so I can just get it.
Yeah. I don't mind that at all. I would like that because there are certain things that people would never guess to buy me. And one of them is like a $42 candle because I won't pay $42 for this candle. But I really want it.
We did that Demetrius with my mom last night because same thing. And she's like, you know what? I don't want to. That's too much to do. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Now you're back at square one.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
$40 candle. What is it? Relight itself?
Aveda. It's Aveda.
Aveda.
Oh, those smell good. Those are
nice. The Champure candle. I love those.
The lemony thing. Oh, yeah. Those are nice. Those are nice.
Well, it's nice to know that about your mom. I think everybody should, should express the love that they have for their mom that you just did in the case that that's the relationship that they had. Tell me about the El Nino-less summer coming. So
La Nada. Yeah. So we had La Nina. This year we're looking at, it looks like just a La Nada phase. There is always a lot of climate kind of leanings towards whether it's El Nino or La Nina. But, you know, I found that weather, you know, climate, yes, weather can be completely different. We have had some really weird La Nina events for us, you know, where it didn't rain last summer, this winter where we didn't get much snow, which, you know, you don't expect much, but you expect something, you know. So it's kind of a La Nada, which is kind of a weather dad joke. So we're not really expecting a strong El Nino or anything like that. It looks like we're going to build towards one. But during the summer, I think we're completely okay. But, you know, I'm not a big fan of forecasting.
Right.
Summers.
I gotcha. I know. Here comes a tough question off the text line. They said tough question and maybe inappropriate, but I'm wondering, never inappropriate.
Never.
With the cuts to NOAA and the National Weather Service, at what point will weather forecasts become unreliable or will NOAA and the National Weather Service survive the cuts?
You know what? I think NOAA and the National Weather Service will survive. This is not the first time. When I was coming out of college, Bill Clinton, and I say this a lot because, you know, people who are, what the president's doing now, you know, kind of get offended when you don't love it. But I'm saying I don't love it. I don't love it at all. I think it's a horrible idea. However, it's not just he's not the only one who did it. Bill Clinton really cut the Department of Commerce big time. And that's why I kind of wonder why you focus on the National Weather Service, because it was trimmed big time during our lifetime. It's not a fat organization. But it didn't change the accuracy of our forecasts. We don't know, as this is different a little bit because they're closing or they're not launching as many weather balloons actually directly west of us. They're not doing it. So that's important. This is a little different in that, but I do think that it's not going to really change how we forecast. It's not going to, we lose a little bit of data, but I don't think we're going to lose accuracy unless this just goes really off the rails. And we're talking about closing a lot of things.
You know, you brought up weather balloons before, and I got to tell you, I was really surprised that we still.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that work? What do we use them for?
That's the only way. People always ask, you know, will AI or computers or things like that take over weather forecasting? Well, only if they can launch their own weather balloons. We still do that twice a day all across the world.
You don't get it from just the radar pictures?
No, you can't get the humidity, the wind direction. You can get you can't really get all that from radar. Certainly not from radar. But even satellite data is going to have to be, you know, interpolated just a little bit. So when you launch a weather balloon up, the weather balloon says, "Hey, I'm at this height. This is the temperature. I'm at this location. This is the humidity. You know, blah blah." And then it moves, and you know where the wind took it at that height. And then it says, this is the temperature. All that data is what we use and put into our models to do weather forecasting. So, yes, it is that old school that twice a day, all across the world at the same time, we launch weather balloons to get data for what's going on in the vertical column of the atmosphere, which I think is just so cool that we still, I mean, we literally track where the balloon goes.
I would have never believed that was true.
like a day where the balloon takes off and goes one direction, then turns back the other direction as it rises. Cancel lunch, because that's vertical wind shear and we're in trouble. it really is like that. It's really cool.
Okay, quickly tell me what we can expect through Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is fine. We are expecting to see temperatures drop down into the 60s next couple of days, but still, sunshine comes our way. Saturday and Sunday, we'll have temperatures. I think Saturday will be hovering around the 60s, but for Mother's Day, we'll have temperatures climbing back into the 70s. Spectacular weather will continue for us. It will be cooler along the lakeshore, but we're not expecting any rain to come our way until maybe sometime early next week as we enjoy life under the block.
That's right. We'll see you too. I'll see you tomorrow night.
See you tomorrow night. We can't wait. We're excited.
And you will see him on TV tonight. That is Demetrius Ivory from WGN TV.